another view on what's coming after the inauguration, let's now turn to Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone. He opposed Trump during the election, in part because of his stance on so-called sanctuary cities. Now, a showdown is looming between the coming administration and leaders of the approximately 300 sanctuary cities and localities across the country. So what exactly is a sanctuary city? It's when cities and towns adopt a policy of protecting people here illegally, limiting their cooperation and federal immigration officials who seek to help identify them and potentially detain them. Immigrants here without documentation, that's who we're talking about. On the campaign trail, Trump promised to block funding for sanctuary cities. Here's Trump in August speaking in Phoenix, Arizona.
We will end the sanctuary cities that have resulted in so many needless deaths. Cities that refuse to cooperate with federal authorities will not receive taxpayer dollars, and we will work with Congress to pass legislation to protect those jurisdictions that do assist federal authorities.
What will Trump actually do about sanctuary cities? And what will the consequences be for cities here in Massachusetts? This is something Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone has been very vocal about. Somerville is a sanctuary city, and Mayor Curtatone is defending the city's policy. And he joins us now here in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston, Mayor.
Thanks for having me, Tanya. Great to be here.
So the term sanctuary city has become politically loaded. I'd love to know what that term means for you.
Well, I think it means many things, but there has certainly been a lot of skewing the meaning and the intent of sanctuary cities and during this presidential election. You know, we've been a sanctuary city now since 1987, and I should note that crime in Somerville has gone down 52.9% since. Certainly crime's done across the nation, but I think that belies the accusation from Trump and others that we're facilitating criminal activity in our communities by having ourselves invoke the policies of a sanctuary city. The stats clearly blow that out of the water. The intent of communities, more than 300 communities and districts and states around the country since the greatest wave of undocumented immigration from the early 90s until present, was to avoid the stereotyping of people, of individuals, based on our suspicion of their immigration status, which we submit would violate the Constitution. Courts have found that to be a violation. So we weren't going to stop someone and question them just because we thought they were from somewhere else and their status may be that of an undocumented person. And that's been in existence with Somerville now for more than 30 years. And it came to a really highlighted focus a couple of years ago when I signed an executive order in Somerville, mm-hmm. stating that Somerville and our police department will no longer follow the protocols of the Secured Communities program. That mm-hmm. was a program now defunct because federal courts have found that to be unconstitutional, a violation of due process, where people would be stopped. You could be stopped under that program for running a red light on your bicycle, which we ticket for that in Somerville. Mm-hmm. And because your name pops up in the warrant management system, there could be a detainer, an immigration detainer, to hold you without any cause, any legal description or direct court warrant. And that was breaking people up from their families. That was weakening our neighborhoods and making our communities unsafe. So sanctuary cities and our efforts to not follow the Secure Communities program was really an effort to promote public safety, and endorsed by my police chiefs and our police department, because we want people to work with us to solve issues around public health and public safety. And stereotyping people does not help that. And the Secure Communities program was weakening or making our communities less safe.
So Somerville has been a sanctuary city since 1987, as you said. I would just like to know, have you had any situations where law enforcement has been in direct contact with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, where they've come to your law enforcement guys and said, we're looking for people?
We work with every federal law enforcement agency. If you commit a crime in our community, you do not get a free pass. We will, if you are a violent person, we will work with those agencies to find you, to arrest you, and to remove you from our community. In fact, the executive order I put forth clearly states out those guidelines. If you're a convicted felon of a violent or being under suspicion of being a very violent person. In fact, we have officers assigned to ICE, I have officers assigned to DEA and to the FBI, and we work collaboratively with those agencies.
So let me clarify. Of course, those who are breaking the law, you work with all law enforcement agencies. But have you had ICE come in looking for people who were law-abiding citizens but were undocumented?
We've had very little of that. There may have been one case or two, but we've had cases where federal agents are looking for individuals who are undocumented but are violent individuals. They may be members of criminal gangs, they may be convicted of violent acts, or there was a legitimate and valid warrant for their arrest. Mm-hmm. That is the clear difference here. So, you know, when we hear the rhetoric of Donald Trump or others who have supported him, or what Paul Ryan had said at a recent town meeting at George Washington University just recently. He addressed an undocumented person who expressed her concern about being separated from her child because her child was born in this country, and she was not and is undocumented. And Paul Ryan said, well, if don't expect the deportation force to come this year and remove you. We don't want to break families up. That was great. But then in the same breath, Paul Ryan also said, but we're going to end the practice of sanctuary cities because that violates the rule of law. That is just false. You don't get a free pass in sanctuary cities. We work collaboratively with our federal law enforcement partners, but we're not going to stereotype people or stop people for nonviolent acts and remove them from our communities, making our communities less safe.
I'm going to come back to that, but I would love to know if you're concerned at all that President-elect Trump will make good on his promise to withhold taxpayer dollars from cities like Somerville.
You know, I guess we just don't know what President-elect Trump is going to do. There's a lot of uncertainty, and that certainly raises a lot of concern. But I do want to take the President-elect and give him the benefit of the doubt, take him at his word that he stated on election night when he said he wanted to be the president of all people. And we heard Lou Murray just say that, too. He wants to unite the country. Well, then I'd ask him to open up his heart and everyone open their hearts and minds and ask ourselves, how do we continue to make America great? How do we double down of our virtues of civility, humanity, and compassion, and democracy, and equity for all people? And if we really want to do that, we'll take a very diligent and prudent look at our policies. What we need to do, what President-elect Trump, I suggest, should do is use his self-proclaimed business acumen and expertise to work collaboratively with Congress to fix the broken immigration system. That's what we need to do here. Breaking up families, breaking up people, removing people who love this country as much as you and I, as much as the president-elect, does nothing to continue to make America great or further our democracy. It weakens us as a nation.
I want to go back to what you were saying about law-abiding citizens in Somerville and this idea that you're not going to have, you don't want to be a part of a system that pulls people out of their homes and takes them outside of where they've lived and known, even if they are undocumented. There are some people who don't want to see Somerville remain a sanctuary city. So there's Jimmy Davidson. He's a Somerville resident and delegate to the 2016 Republican National Convention. And he told the Boston Globe, quote, "The sanctuary city policy provides an incentive for people of illegal status to remain in the country and puts an incredible financial burden on the local community. Worst of all, those who need the city's resources the most, legal immigrants, children, and minorities and veterans are the ones who pay the price due to the drain on services available to them." Is that a legitimate concern from your view?
You know, I want to have empathy for people who supported the president-elect and their views. We need to have more empathy in this country and listen to each other. So I certainly listen to people like Jimmy Davidson and others. I disagree, respectfully. You are not suffering from lack of services in the city of Somerville, no matter what your status is. That is true. That is a fact. But let me make myself clear. People don't come to any sanctuary city or escape to this country on their own choice. If we want to avoid the mass immigration of the greatest wave of undocumented immigrants in this country's history in episodes like that, then we should stop destabilizing other foreign countries. They're escaping horrific conditions, these people, as we call them, conditions where they're sought to be murdered, where their families are in danger, and they're reaching out to the one beacon of salvation for the world, which is the United States. And we've set up a system where people are caught in limbo in this country. And I would ask you, would those individuals rather remain home in their homelands, in a safe, secured homeland, or would they rather escape to a land of uncertainty? They are living a life in uncertainty. And what we're trying to do in Somerville with our approach to engaging everyone in the community to solve issues around public health and public safety is to have them work with us, to come out of the shadows, to not be afraid. In many cases, these individuals are the victims of crimes and afraid to come to police or work with them. They're not draining services from everybody else in the community. We're a community that invests in everyone in the system. They are not committing crimes more than the people who are citizens in this country. In fact, every sociologist or economist or criminologist will tell you that during this greatest wave of undocumented immigration, undocumented immigrants commit far fewer crimes than citizens of this country.
I would love to go to something that happened over the summer. Back in June, Governor Baker's administration passed a policy allowing the state to detain undocumented immigrants for 48 hours if they fall into one of several priority enforcement categories, which include being suspected of posing as a threat to national security, people convicted of major felonies, or those who are active participants in street gangs, though the police are not able to detain people just on the basis of their immigration status. I'm curious how this policy has impacted Somerville.
It hasn't impacted us in any way. Much of my executive order states that those are very similar to the protocols and framework we follow to detain a person, but we're not going to just blindly detain anybody. We're not going to react to an illegal detainer. And I'll make myself repeat, the federal courts have stated that what was the former Secured Communities Program, under that program, the blind detainers, which caused local police departments to hold individuals without just cause and due process, were found to be unconstitutional. That's why states like Massachusetts had to recalibrate and why the United States did away with the Secured Communities Program.
Back in December, so just last month, Representative Jeff Deal, Republican of Whitman, who's the state campaign chair for Trump, said, whether federal or state money, our tax dollars should not be going to communities that are not abiding by our laws. Taxpayers should not fund cities that protect illegal immigrants with criminal backgrounds. Not only do they put their own residents at risk, but they also jeopardize the safety of citizens in surrounding towns. Now, you spoke very specifically. You're saying we don't harbor and protect criminals. We work aggressively to get criminals off of our streets, whether they're here illegally or not. But I'd love to know your response to this, because this is the pervasive thing that people hear, no matter what, when you say that you're protecting people, that you may also be protecting criminals, even if that's not the intent.
No, I agree. And I'd submit that, you know, Jeff Deal, who I know, come to know personally, I actually like Jeff. I disagree with him. I think he's got his facts wrong. And, you know, we are not going to pursue the greatness of this country or the great American experiment if we're going to scapegoat and target a particular segment of our population, in this case, undocumented immigrants. The majority, overwhelming majority, who love this country as much as Jeff and I and you and the president-elect, who are here trying to do the right thing. And if you want to be part of our community and you want to participate in the civic mind of our community to make it safe, to make it an exceptional place to live, to work, play, to raise a family for everyone, we welcome you. I'm their mayor, and this is their city. And I'd ask Jeff, well, give me your solution. Do we really think deporting 11 million people is going to continue to make America great? Economists on a neutral basis have all said that plan would reduce our national economy by 2%. So when Jeff Davison talks about scarce resources going to our community members, there'll be fewer resources in terms of revenues going throughout the country. These people contribute to our local economy. They contribute to our culture. They're our friends. They're our neighbors. They're schoolmates and school children who go to school with our kids every day. And, you know, our local economy and some of them in this state would suffer greatly, as well as this country. What we need to do is roll up our sleeves in a bipartisan effort in Washington. Washington needs to get to work to fix the broken immigration system. Show these people a pathway towards citizenship over the long term. And if you're a violent person, true, you don't belong in our communities or our country.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us today. We have Mayor Joseph Curtatone. He is the mayor of Somerville, and he has been very vocal about his stance on being a sanctuary city and supporting those who are undocumented in his city. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tanya.
So stay with us. Coming up, we'll talk about the reason for a recent increase in use of force by the Massachusetts State Police. I'm Tanya Mosley, and this is Radio Boston.